Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov. How's it, Jeff?
Okay, today's daf is gold alone. Daf Pei Zayin. But we're still doing Winnie on Devav Amid Beis. So we're up to the Shnei Parnasim Tovim Amdulon Yisrael, which is about three lines above a quarter of the way up. Shnei Parnasim, we had to stop in the middle of what was going on. Shnei Parnasim Tovim Amdulon Yisrael, Moshe v'David. We find two examples, very great leaders of Yisrael. Two of them had very different approaches to whether their chataim should be exposed or their chataim should be covered. Moshe Amar Yikatev Surchani. Shneimar Yan Lo Emante Bilagadishini. Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to publicize what he did wrong. That's why every time that it mentions Moshe Rabbeinu's death or his impending death, it always says this. Apparently, I mean, why would Hashem repeat it every time when he consults Moshe? It must be that this was L'tovat Moshe, that Moshe wanted Bedavka that it should be exposed. Whereas David said, on the contrary, David Amar Al Yikatev Surchani. So David asks for his chataim not to be exposed. What's the explanation? Mashal de Moshe de David. You want to see see it metaphorically. Ma davar dome. Shtei nashim shelaku bebeit din. Achat kikalav. Achat achlat pageshi. They have two women. Both of them are taken to Beit Din. One of them for having been mizana, tachat ba'ala, and one of them did a minor infraction. She ate pagei shviyit. You're not supposed to eat there. Shviyit is only for full usage, and a pag is not ready really to be eaten, so it's wasting. And so because of that, they were going to punish her in Beit Din. So the one amrala motash achlat pagei shviyit, the one who ate, Marcus Martin. Yeah, being punished. No, of course not. So, Bavakashamek, I'm the one who was being beaten for the Pageshvit, said, please do me a favor, William, and I'd like a sign that says why it was that I'm getting punished. You know? Because you know what everybody's going to say. So, Hodio Amai Loka, Shalo Yomro Amash Zoloka Zoloka. I don't want to be the one that's going to be put in the same category as this other woman. Hey, Viu Pageshvit, so they brought Pageshvit and hung it over her neck. Voyu Machrizim Lefanea, Vomrim Leskeshvit, Iloka. The same thing was true of Moshe Rabbeinu. Listen, I mean, everybody else over here is being punished for the Moroccan and that. And they're going to say, I'm part of this. Master Shalom, that I didn't believe. Okay, so Hashem should say, it was la'akisheni b'meimi riva, that failure. Mifarnasim et ha'chanafim mipnei chilul Hashem.
Bottom line, the Torah was, they publicized all this.
Yeah, but not in dissent. And he's saying it shouldn't be mentioned at his death. And it's better to say, you know, higiyaz van lamud mipnei isha, you know, anything like that. And Moshe Rabbeinu keeps repeating it. People who are phonies, and they pretend to be pitzadikim, and they put themselves up there. But we know that they're phonies through and through. So it's a mitzvah to be mefarsim that they're phonies. Why? Because otherwise, when they get punished, so then people are going to say, look at this, such a great person, look what happened to him. Or when their hypocrisy is exposed, and we don't expose it, and then it's worse. And they'll do something, and people will learn from it. He is of substance. He appears to be of substance. People think that he's like, that's a chana, that's what a chana is. No, it doesn't. No, it has to do with, he's before some. He's before some for his chassidut. Shinemar b'shuv tzadik b'tzikovi asa avel v'natati michshol lefanav. Sometimes I want it to be known that he falls, so people should know what a phony he is. Shuvat ha-mukhlatin ma'akevet ha-puranut v'apati sh'nechtam alav gzardin shol puranut. People who are mamish rishayim gemurim are still capable of utilizing the tshuva in the Rambam's lashon zatris b'fnei ha-puranut. And therefore the tshuva will prevent puranut, even though it's not helping them in terms of changing their ways or anything like that. But nonetheless, it's sufficient to prevent puranut, which is why the Rambam says that Paro, whose name comes from puranut, and this is where he's mekadesh the concept of puranut, he becomes the model for how it is that HaKadosh Baruch will be moneat tshuva from someone who only uses tshuva as a tris. Because otherwise, it's a breakdown in the whole concept, as the Rambam puts it, of ra'ui lo she'yi para mimeno, which is Paro. Shalvat Rishaim. Rishaim find themselves a peaceful and happy life. Sofat takala. In the end, it just simply leads them astray because they're too happy. They have too much time on their hands, and all they do is watch porno movies. And the end result is that they end up destroying themselves. What do they need the shalva for? Better they should have miserable lives and be busy trying to make a living. They won't have time for what they're doing. Varashut mikaveret et ba'aleha. And being in a position of authority is a sure early death. Arom nichnasla v'arom yetzei mimena. You went in without anything, you're going to come out without anything. That's guaranteed. Alavai shtei yetziyah kiviyah. Alavai, you get out of that mess of public responsibility and not worse off than you were when you came in. Rav ki avinafik l'meidan dina. When Rav was on his way to court to judge a case, Omar Hockey, he would always say to say, this idiot, Bitsovlan Nafshi Litolan Hockey, there he goes out again. With his own will, he goes out to get himself killed.
About himself.
Bitsovu Beite Letuav, he does nothing for his own family. Oh, no, he's got important things to do. Rekam Lebeite Yazi, he'll be coming back home without anything. He ain't going to make any money off it, that's for sure. Levi Shetehebi Yak Yitziala, lie when he comes home, but you shouldn't be worse off than when he left. And Chas V'Shalom to make mistakes in the din, being Nezaka Chayev, who knows what can happen to me. Rova Kavi Nafik Ladina, when Rova would go out, he would also say, okay, Bitsavu Nafik, Tavu Nafik, Bitsavu Beite, let to Ava, the needs of his family doesn't do. Rekam Lebeite Yazi, Levi Shetehebi Yak Yitziala. Kavi Havichazi Ambua Abatre, when he would see, in the Gemara, in Sanhedrin, the piece of Rava is missing, and this is a continuation, this next piece is a continuation of Ra. There was no mention to Klav there of Rava. So there seems to be some problem with the years. It's probable that the next piece is what Rav saw. Okay? Because the Ambua Abatre. You know, sometimes Rav would walk down the street, and 1,000 people would be following the covered. Let's see the Rebbe. And he would always say, Imiala the Shamayim Zio. You know, this guy can reach the heights. Viroshola Aviag. He's got heads in the clouds. Just remember, Kigalalo Lenetzach Yoveh. This guy's going to be a piece of garbage. All these people following are going to ask, wasn't there a guy once upon a time called Rav? Anybody know what happened to him? So what's it? Take this nonsense seriously.
It's like the all worldly glory is bleeding.
To say the least. I mean, it's worse than that. Rav Zutra. Kavi Machat Filip Shabbat the Rigla. Rav Zutra was a very old man, so what they used to do is they used to carry him on palanquin. And that way they would avoid for him to be able to get into the Beit HaMidrash. It could take 10 minutes. Everybody would have to stand and so on. So they would carry him in. It's also be covered. He would say, Aviona, Kiloli Olam Chosen, Vimnezer Lador Vador. You know, don't take this great position seriously. It ain't going to be going on very long. Nor are crowns worn from one generation to the next. I remember during the Six-Day War, this was the big pussy. Kiloli Olam Chosen, Vigam Nezer Lador Vador. Se'et Pnei Rasha Loto. It's not a good idea for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to hold over time and not to repay the Rasha, which means lo tov lehem l'rishayim shenosim lehem panim b'olam hazeh. It's not good for them that God has so much patience for them. Because in the end, they end up with more time to do aver. And instead of getting payback in this world, they lose their olam haba and so on. Lo tov hayal l'achav shenosim lo panim b'olam hazeh. It wasn't so good. Shenamar yanki michna achav lo avi ara'a b'yamav. That's the mice that just gave him more time to be chayti. It's not as if, and others learned that it maybe would have been zechet olam haba, like this, he was nifnas to the malachim that don't have a chelik in olam haba. La'atos tzadik b'mishpat. Rashi learns there that this is the continuation of the pasuk. Rashi learns that the word tov goes both front and back. And that's how it's spotted in the Yaakov as well. So it's se'et b'nei rasha lo tov. And tov la'atos tzadik b'mishpat. In other words, tov la'am l'tzadikim. It's good for tzadikim that they never get away with anything. She'ei nosu lem panim b'olam hazeh. Tov la'lo moshe she'ei nosu lem panim b'olam hazeh. She'ei mayan lo emantem b'la'agdi she'ei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't let him get away with anything, because you see clearly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying each time that you're going to die, Yan lo emantim. He said, Mashmahut, was it a dying like Yaz Manam li pater min haolam? Which means that actually he died young, so that he wasn't supposed to die on the 20. Even though he died on the day he was born, Mamala Yomam Vashnayim, it's all shy, a lot of people have looked shot. Malamish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mamala Yomayim Shatatikim, and it wasn't being Mamala Yomayim. Why was he dying on the day that he was born? You can see yourselves approach that. But in any event, it means that Lamaisa, he would have lost some of his Sosim, some of his Karanai Lamama. Ashrehem Tzadikim Lodayan Shein Zokim. Not only these Zokim for themselves, Elishim Nezakim Ibnehem Ibnehem Ad Sof Kaladoro. You know, take a look. Kama Banima Yulo La'aron Shuruhim Nisarek Kinadav Aviv. You should know that the other children of Aaron also were roy to be punished. Just like Nadav Avihu. How do we know that? Shenemar. Because it says, it identifies Aaron's children that remained alive after the death of Nadav Avihu. It says, Banav Hanotarim. Notar means that they're left over. Not the ones that are chayim, meaning that they were left over. But they were also included in the original. They were spared, but they were basically... so that means that really Elazar Tamar could have died at that point. Same way Nadav Avihu. Elashar Madam Schut Aviyem. Oilayam the Rishayim, and woe to Rishayim Lodayim Shemachadim Asman. Not only are they Mechayim themselves, Mechayim, the name, Al Sof Kol Hadorot, and Mechayim their children for all generations, even though he says only Ad Ruveim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu pays back a child for the sins of the father, if he's Mazik, Piyada of the sins of the father. But here we're referring to Yichus. In terms of Yichus, it's permanent. So the Gemara's example is from Canaan. Hadbe Banimel Yulod Canaan, you take a look at the children of Canaan through the generation. And there's incredible people among the blacks, absolutely incredible. So you have Tavi, Avdash, Rav Nadir, Shaluim, Lissameh. They're so great they should have had Smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu. That's how great they are. But take a look at Tavi, Avdash, Rav Gamliel. Not to mention, okay, why does it mention Eliezer, Eved Avrom? The Achronim say, because we wanted to talk about, even after Kabbalah Zatayah, we do not say Shaluim, Lissameh. So Shaq said Eliezer is Luim, Lissameh. It was not Smicha. But only because of the Maisa Kanan, here this individual was able to uplift himself above and beyond any curse that was on him, and nonetheless, because of the matzav of his father, the psulin yichus, he was an ender. Kol mizakeh rabim ein chet ba'al yado. Kol machtiyat rabim. The kimat here, the Gemara says kimat elsewhere, but without the kimat, in must be kibbutz yadol lasot tshuva. Someone who is mizakeh the rabbi Hakadosh Baruch Hu prevents fate from coming his way. That doesn't mean he can't find. No, okay, fine. Obviously, it doesn't mean the person will never be faithful once he's mizakeh rabim. And kol amach yet a rabim. So then he's not given an opportunity to do tshuva. It works out good with the kimat, according to him. I'm not bothered by the deers. I'm not bothered by the deers. And the Rambam ends the whole story of those that have a problem with tshuva. He says, half a pi, but they must speak, and so on. It doesn't mean they can't do tshuva. It makes it more difficult. Call him zaket or abim in fate ba yado my time, huh? Kidei shelo yehu beganam v'talmidav beganeden. That doesn't look really good. I mean, he's got all his talmidim over there in Ganeden, and he's in Ganeden. And where are you going to go for the shear, you know? Shenemar, Tilo Tazov Nafshi Lishol, Lotiten Kasikali Rochacha. On the contrary, Yet Rabim, in my speaking, Yadol Asot Shuva. What's it? He should be in Gan Eden, and all the people that he was master should be in Gan Eden. Come on. Tamidav again, huh? Shenemar, Adam, Ashuk, Adam Nefesh, Adbor Yanus, Ayat Mechuba. Such a person is not given an opportunity of people. He's carrying the dam of the Nefesh that he was Gerim Ra to. So who's going to be Temech on him to prevent him from falling it again? Why does it say twice? Echtav Yashuv. Again, consistently, the Rambam doesn't say Echtav Yashuv twice. It says, Omer Echtav Yashuv, it must be the last truva. For the same reason that he didn't say Echtav Yashuv, excuse me, that he didn't say before that someone who was Chayte, and then Chayte again, that's about Shuvah Gong. Remember, he left that out. Someone who was Chayte, one. Bota Yishav, that whole story of Red Yoda. Rambam says only once. The Gemara says twice. Which made much more sense, because then it was that he was covey in such a way the only way we get out of it was with Shuvah. The Rambam here also leaves out the Echtav Yashuv, this is only one time. So this is basically another indication in the Mishnah itself to that very halacha, because it's the Merames to the Ravuna Merah, Yom Ravuna Merah, Kivan Shavar Adam Avira Vishanaba Hudralo. So some learn that that's the meaning of the sugya. In other words, since he did it two times, so now it's heter to him, so therefore he's not going to be able to do Shuvah, because he views it as heter. Rambam learns clearly that it's two completely different issues. In other words, we're being merames that someone who is chote twice has a terrible problem by the very virtue of the fact that he did it twice. But the klal of echtev ha'shuv is the destruction of innocence that makes tshuva no longer responsive. In other words, you can't use tshuva if you plan to use it in the first place. It isn't dependent on this halacha. So the ema speaking be other laws of tshuva is not the same as the fact that it will be hard for him to do tshuva because he's already done it more than once. There's two separate halachas. And again, echter hutro salkatayetach, as we said the lashon earlier. What do you mean? It really became heter. Elanaseit lo keter. It becomes like heter. I think it was the Mabit, by the way, not Ramitan. I saw another sugi in the Mabit that he has echter v'ashuv three times, not two times. Apparently, he deals with this issue, and I noticed that. It must be that that's what I saw. Somebody who says, I'm going to sin and let Yom HaKippurim take care of it, Yom HaKippurim will not take care of it. I thought Rabbi said, we said before, Rabbi Omer HaKol HaVerot Shvatorah, Bein HaSat Shuvah, Bein LaVa HaSat Shuvah, Yom HaKippurim Mechaper. So, in other words, apparently, I can't ruin it by not doing Shuvah. He's saying, I said that Yom HaKippurim will be Mechaper. So you're saying, okay, so basically, I'm cynical and I didn't do Shuvah. But according to Rabbi, even if you're cynical, it worked. So why wouldn't this work? So that's no kasha. If you go to Meregi, Rebbe, Agav, Shine. Over here, you're using Yom Kippur in order to do the chet. So over there, Yom Kippur can't be mechaper. It's not because he's being cynical. It's because it's not mechaper on something where it was the source of the chet. That's the point. Averot Shebein Adam L'makom. Yom Kippur caused him to do the chet. How can Yom Kippur be the kapora on the chet? Romi lay Rebbe Yosef bar Chabul Rebbe Yavu. You say in the Mishnah that Averot Shebein Adam L'chaverot Ein Yom HaKippurim Mechaper. Is that true? Ein Yom HaKippurim Mechaper? Ve'achtiv, does it not say b'feirush in the pasuk that that's not the case? It says, Im yecheta ish le'ish. A man who sins to another man, so God will be mitbalal for him, is what it seems to be saying. So God will take care of him, will help him, and that means he'll be mefayis. In other words, he'll be mechaper on him, even though he himself was not mevakish mechila. And you're saying, no, he has to be mevakish mechila. No, no, that's Elohim doesn't mean God over there. Elohim means the courts. Ufila lo doesn't mean tefila and pius. Ufila lo means judgment. So in other words, if a guy has a din with somebody else, he can always, you always have a court that can help you out to achieve justice, what Pasuk is saying. How can that mean that? Take a look at the continuation. Excuse me? And then the Pasuk continues, if a man sins to God, what's that supposed to be? God doesn't have ways of taking care of people's sin against him. So say, because he can't take you to court, so don't worry about it. That can't be what it means. It must be a lashon of pius. So the meaning over there is that if a person is chote to another individual, so enochinami, so ufilalo, he can be mifalalo. And then Elohim, in other words, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be mochalim. But if a person sins to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not so posh. You can't just say, how about if we forget about it? I'm sorry. Over there, miyat palil ba'adot, what is open to him? Tshuva ma'isim tovim. You just talk about it. You got to be able to change your ways and to do tshuva. And then, enochinami, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mochalim you for that. So in other words, for an individual, for a human being, okay, you go to him and then you engage God by having gone to the person. Go to the person, then you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's Michael, so how about you just be machaber? But when you're sinning against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you have to do true with my statement. All right, good question. Same reason you do it during your Thursday night true. Rabbi Yitzchak. Somebody who makes another person feel bad, even though all he did was say something wrong, that's also considered. He has to be mafias in before he's going to be able to get a kapora. You went ahead and you stuck out your hand to be a guarantor for a friend. You stuck out your hand now to an alien. I mean, what did you have to get involved for? What the sign on his mashanta? Oh boy, you'll pay for it, let me tell you. No kashta be imrek picha. Or, now you've gotten caught because you opened your fat mouth, you know? So you said something that night. So you know, I'll tell you what you're going to have to do. Asei zote ben ilin atzel. Only thing you can do to save yourself. Kibata be kafriyacha. Lechi trapez. Look, you stuck your hand out now to be involved in this guy's monetary things. So, v'rahav reyacha. Meaning, imamon yesh biyotcha. If the issue over here is a monetary issue. Okay. Hitra pes means hatelo pas, open the wallet wide and start paying out the bank. V'imla, if it's not a question of money, so then rahav reyecha, meaning hirba alav reim, bring lots of friends that will talk him into forgiving. And we'll see that's halach later on about how to gain forgiveness. Amar Rav Chisda, that means tzarech lefaiso b'shaloshurot shel shlosha b'nei adam. You have to bring three groups of three people. So the guy, and the Rambam says this is only if first you ask the mechir, you won't be mogel. You don't start with this. There are others who say you start with this. The Rambam says, first he has a king, if he won't be mogul you. So you send a group of friends to him. The Rambam adds that it's friends because of the Pasuk. So the Chisda just says three people. But the Pasuk said, Rahab, specifically Re'ech, which means friends of it. Okay. So Herbalav Re'im means, and you have to have, as the Gemara says, friends. So you get three of his friends. You talk to them, explain that you feel bad about what you did, that they should go, and they should tell him that you spoke to, I spoke to you. And he's not giving me mechila, and please, I'm really serious about it, all right, I'm going to his friends, and this is a serious thing to me. So that way he'll be mokhi. So how do we know three? Shenemar, because Lamaisi, see the Pasuk says, that Yashor al Anashim Vayomer, so Yashor is a lesson of Shura. A Shura has to be minimum three. Two does not constitute a row. Two is two people. So three already, so there's a row of people. So Yashor al Anashim Vayomer, Chatati, V'yashar evid, v'lo shavali. There's three l'shaynis over here. That means there were three separate acts. I sinned. So next time you say, I really screwed up. I took that which was right and wholesome, and I perverted it completely. And then you say, v'lo shavali, I'm as bad as you can get. Nobody's going to get me. Okay, now you can give me. Yes, there's three different l'shaynis over here. So you see three shura. Omer v'yotzer Rebbe Chanina, kol ha-mevakesh mato mechaveru, ha-yevakeshu menu yoter mishalosh v'amir. If you're asking a guy to forgive you, do not ask more than three times. Shenemar ana, sana, v'yata sana. So you see that there's three separate bakashot the Shvatim had to Yosef, and that's it. So that apparently, that is what Rambam says. Once you ask three times, the other guy is l'chaveru, not you. And here we learn out an incredibly important thing. From that, the way the Rambam learns the Gemara is so beautiful. The Rambam basically understands this whole sugya in a totally different way. What he says is like this. Kapara, which is in terms of the chet that you did, really is irrelevant whether your friend is married. On the chet that you did that requires kapara, which is the reality of the chet, not the other person's married. For there it doesn't matter if the guy is married. The problem is that so long as you haven't fixed the ongoing difficulties in your relationship, that prevents now a tikkun of the problem. But if you've done what you could, who is the one that is now creating the problem? The other guy. So now it's his problem. Hu achote, it's not your problem. So you achieve kapara. You can say, okay, well, what good is that? I'm not going to get a kapara. Not true. In the first parak where the Rambam is defining the nature of kapara, he doesn't even mention the need for getting the other guy's mechila. He simply says, those are those things. You get kapara. This is how you get kapara. But in the second parak, we're talking about the din of mechila, which is a different issue. Okay, you want God to forgive you. So to take care of the relationship, fine. Okay, but if the other guy doesn't want to take care of the relationship, so I should keep coming back to him? He's the one that's the chayitate. That's why the Gemara says it in a lashon of don't do it more than three times. Because what that does is it makes the other person feel that he's not at fault, but that you're at fault, which is not the case. He's at fault. So let him now do teshuva and come back to you and say, I'm sorry, I wasn't my chayit. Because he's preventing this relationship from finding tikkun. It could be a beautiful, but technically speaking, it works out so perfectly. It turns to the Gidrei Kapara and the Gidrei Mechila. It's astonishing. And it's very, very much clear in the Sukkah. The imate. Now, if a guy dies, some learn that this follows. And of course, it's absolutely not true according to law. Some learn that this means, and if you were in Zaytha with these three people and he dies still being angry at you, so now go to his kever. According to Rambam, it's ridiculous. He was the chayte. Why should you go to his kever? You took care of it already. It's not his problem. So Rambam has a different issue. If he died before you had a chance to ask him a chila, so then you go out with the 10 people. Maybe asarah b'nei adam. Why asarah b'nei adam? Either. Different approaches. Either because you're going to say La Hashem Elokei Yisrael, as we'll see in a minute. So that requires the kovet Hashem Elokei Yisrael requires a minyan. Others learn asarah because of Shechina Imayim. It's Shechina Imayim. You can invoke HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kapara. Otherwise, wait, what are you talking about? What are you doing? You're talking to the dead. I mean, the idea over here is that we're trying to just show who it is I'm talking about. Or it's in terms of the kovet of the mate. So there's 10 people, I'm mefarsim it, and therefore mitakein, keneged what I did against him. So I'm mefarsim his value and his hashivas in the world that I had to do, had to go to this tircha in order to be mitakein. So chatati l'ashem elokei Yisrael ulipeloni shechavaltibo. Note the lashon of chavaltibo, and you will see an answer to the Rambam on the last line of Perek Aleph. When he's talking about somebody was Kovel Bechavero and doesn't discuss the other element, that this Chavaltibo is all inclusive. Take me, please, around those words. Rabbi Yirmiyah, Havilei Miltel Rabbi Abba Bahadeh. Rabbi Yirmiyah was in a matzav in which Rabbi Abba had a right to be upset with him. He had done something to hurt Rabbi Abba's view. So, Azal Eitiv Adash to Rabbi Abba. So he sat down on the doorstep of Rabbi Abba. Bahadi the Shadi Amti Maya, and at that moment, the maid opened up the door and poured out a bucket of the wastewater in the house. And Mata Zazif the Maya Resha, and some of the drops hit him on the head. Omar, so he said, Asaunika Ashpa, now they turned me into a garbage heap. Kora Anafshe, me Ashpot Yarim Evion. So now I already have a chance to find the Takana. Some say that he was referring to himself because he's Yirmiyah. Yarim Evion, so Rabbi Yirmiyah now should be able to find the Tikkun. So Rabbi Abba hears him moaning. Oh, it's Shema Rabbi Abba. Nothing can happen. So Rabbi Abba comes out and comes there. Omar Lei, Hashta Tzricha Lamefek Adaitcha. I have to ask you, Mechila. He said, Tzricha Lechi Frapes Frapreyev. Rabbi Zera, you have a meal to Bada Yenish. When Rabbi Zera was angry at somebody, not angry, but felt the person owed him an apology, so we call it the Tani Lekamei Umansila. He would stand, walk back and forth learning in front of that guy, so that the guy would get the message, maybe I should come up for an ask mechila, you know. So that person would have an opportunity to come and ask him to be my help. Now, Rav having a meal to Bahadi, who tavka, lost the comment. Rav had gotten into an argument with a certain butcher in town, and he waited all year. The butcher did not come to ask mechila. Here it is, Erev Yom Kippur. Rav felt bad. It's Mali Yom Kippur. I mean, so he said, I'm you. He's the line of the Fusilay. So I'm going to go to him. So Tosfos Yeshanim says that Rav also had acted in the course of the argument. Rather harsh. So, okay, so he felt the guy had a right to be upset with him, but that Lamaisa, I mean, he should have come to him to ask him the chila. Obviously, the guy should have come to him first. Anyway, he meets Rav Huna on the way. So, Rav Huna was very shocked to see Rav walking through the streets of Yom Kippur. So, he asks Rav, where's Rebbe going? Well, I'm going to go and try to make up with so-and-so, the butcher. So Rav Huna said, oh my God, he's on his way to a murder. Because there ain't no way this guy's going to make it. He's going to end up killing him. So Rav goes into the butcher shop so that the guy should start talking with him. Rashi's gears is katova. Pali Rashi doesn't make sense. Pali Rashi is that he's singeing and burning off the hairs and so on. He was cutting the bones in the skull. He had a big cleaver. He looks up. Balayani Bakazi looks up. He sees Rav standing there. He says, Abba, Zil, let me milta about that. What, you, Abba, again, here? Get out of here. I'm not saying to you. So, Bahare, Katova Reshe, Ishtamik Garma Machi Batuay Vakata. The next smash with his knife, a bone came out in right in the throat. That was it. He was gone. So, Rav Huna was right, the butcher. Yeah. Don't mess.
Why did he think.
Rav.
Ravuna, why do you think that it
was? He knew that butcher. What?
What?
Rav didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah,
okay. No. That's the way he talks to Rav at Erev Yom Kippur. He expect to make it through the day. Rav, Avi Pasik, Sidra Kaveh Dorev. Now, Rav was going over the Seder. The Seder is the Parsha. Not the Parsha as HaShavua in the Chumash, but the Parsha that they did in the Vim Mitzvah. Remember that they had split up one every 3 years, go through everything, including the Vim Mitzvah. So Rav would say over the Perek of the day, in front of Rav, it seems an illustration. So also Rav Yechia. Rav Yechia comes in a little bit late. So Rav, okay, I'll start over. So Adol Resh starts over. But then he's in the middle of Ayo Bar Kapora. So, all right, fine, I'll start over. Adol Resh. Then Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe comes in. Oh, gosh, okay. Adol Resh starts over again. Comes along Reb Chanina Bar Chama, and Rav says to himself, come on, I can't take it anymore. Kulei Ayin Adam, and they say, how many times are you going to start over? Lo Hadash, he didn't go back over it again. So Reb Chanina was upset. So Ikbid Reb Chanina. So Rav went to him. Also, Rav, the place on Malei Geyumin, the Kippur, 13 different Erev Yom Kippurs. He begged them to forgive him. Veloi Fayin, he refused to forgive him. First of all, how did he go so many times? Doesn't Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina say not to ask more than three times? Rav Shainis, Rashi learned very, very different than the Rambam, and very problematically, that Rav is being mocked on himself. But the way we were just in the back is it's Osir. The Gemara is saying, how did he do that? It's Osir, our Yavakesh. Not why did he do it? Heichi Avi. Mashmaut is that he shouldn't have done it, right?
The statute of limitations?
No.
To the amount of time he's asking me.
No. It could be asked me Shlosha Yomi because of the dinner of Mu'en. Yeah, perhaps. I don't remember what ever riot of that, whether I actually saw it or was it for that. But so the Rambam learned, how could he? You're not supposed to. The answer being, Rabbo Shainei, not Rav Shainei, that since he was his Rebbe, he learned things from him, he has to go innumerable times. Because over there, the assumption is that this is part of the din of the relationship, not part of the normal relationship. And therefore, whatever the reason he has for not being mindful has to be addressed. But what about Reb Chanina? Reb Chanina, Echi Avedach? How did Rebbe Chanina? Reb Chanina was like was Makbid Adkidei Kach. Omar Rava Kol HaMavir, Amidotav Mavir Lo, Al Kol Psha'av. By the way, this is a heck of a thing. Al Kol Psha'av. If you can tolerate somebody sitting there treating you like a piece of garbage and not respond, or you can be mindful of somebody who doesn't deserve a deal, and just forget about your own HaKol, because Baruch Hu will not be Makbid on you. You're going to sin your whole life thinking, God, what am I going to do to get out of it? I can't do tshuva by that. Maver al-Midesa. Unbelievable. There's a whole other approach. Mamma's amazing. So how could Rabbi Chanina possibly have been so mocked? Hell, Rabbi Chanina, how mechazit le Rav. Rabbi Chanina had a dream. And in his dream, he sees that Rav is hung up on a palm tree. The Gemir, now we have a Kabbalah. The Cholduz HaKlua B'dik. Anybody hung up on a date palm, Reisha Hav, it means he's going to be Rosh Hashim. Now the problem is that Rabbi Chanina was Rosh Hashim. And the only way that Rav would be Rosh Hashiva, since Im Malchut Nogat Bechaveirah Afilu Kamalei Nima, would be to get rid of Reb Chanina and take over, which Reb Chanina would have to die. He didn't think that was a good idea, Reb Chanina. This is how Rashi understands it, and therefore wanted to encourage Rav's emigration to Bavel, where Rav would be Rosh Hashiva. Okay, the Parshtis of the Sugya is that he felt that Rav was suitable to teach in Bavel, knew that he would be Eilel Gedula, so he said to himself, apparently he is going to be now in a makom of reshus, a makom of authority. Veloi fayet, he refused to accept the pious so that Rav would get so miserable and uncomfortable where he was. Ki hecha b'lisa v'nigmor right to b'bavel. That way Rav, that's what the Gemara always says, michiati Rav l'bavel, all Bavel changed. Once Rav came to Bavel, he turned into a different country. People don't go. For himself, he wouldn't have gone.
So he had these 2 years ago.
Yeah, so he wanted to you have to have patience with these things. Yeah, exactly. He's going to be angry at me forever. I may as well go. You have to learn to trust somebody. Mitzvat vidui. Erev Yom HaKippur in Yom Chashech. But truth is, Mitzvah Vidui begins after dark on Yom HaKippur. Aval, Amru Chachamim Yitvadeh Kodem Shilchav Yishev. But it's better to say the Vidui before you eat and drink, because you never know if you'll survive the Siddur HaMaseket. The Rambam's gears apparently was Shema Yechanekes Udato. Maybe he'll choke on something. He won't get a chance to say Vidui. Or here, Titarev Dato, he'll get so drunk during the Siddur HaMaseket. Boy, they must have really wild Siddur HaMaseket. He'll get so drunk. Exactly. Tomorrow you may die. So he won't have a chance to be Mitzvada, so he should be Mitzvada before. Even though he was Mitvadeh before, he should still be Mitvadeh after, because Shema Yirad Davar Kalkalabas Udah, maybe you did something wrong while you were eating. Well, this is a rather strange reason to say he should be mitvadeh. He should be mitvadeh because he never said Vidui on Yom Kippur. He only said it Erev Yom Kippur. And furthermore, Apapish Yitvadeh Arvit Yitvadeh Shachrit. Why? Certainly didn't eat between Arvit and Shachrit. Say Shema Yirad Davar Kalkalabas Udah. Shachrit, Yitvadeh B'Musaf, Musaf, Yitvadeh B'Mincha, Mincha, Yitvadeh B'Ni'ilah. Ve'Hekhan Amro, where does he say the Vidui? Yachid, that individual, while he's davening himself, meaning not that he's not with a tzibur, but in his own Tvilat HaLachash, he says it after completing the entire Tvilat Shiva Brachot. But the Shliach Tzibur says it in the middle of the Brachot, Amro B'Emtza. And my Omar, what is this Vidui consist of? Omar Rav, it consists of the famous Tvilat, Tayodea Razei Olam, which we say also. Part of what we say. Shmuel says it's a Tvilat Mima Makeh HaLev. Rashi doesn't define it, says there is such a Tvilat. We don't, this one we didn't incorporate. Levi Omer, Ubetoratcha, Ketat Ketuv Lemor, which we say, Kibay Yomazei, Chavar Alekei, Mikol Kaputechem, etc., Nashem Gitar, that we say as part of our bracha. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Ribon Olamim, Lo Atzikoteinu, Anachnu Mapidim Tachumeinu, Lefanecha, we say that. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ki Avonoteinu Rabu Milemanot, Vechatoteinu Atzmim Misafer, Rav Amnune says, Elohai, Ad Shelo Natzarti, Lo Natzarti, Hine Kedai, Akshev Shenatzarti, Kibu Lo Natzarti, Afar Ani Dechayai, Kavachomer Vimitati, Arei Ani Lefanecha, Kichlin Malei Busha Uchlima, Kirotzon Lefanecha, Shelo Echte, Uma Shechatati, Merok Berachamecha Rabin, Aval Lo Al Yedei Yisurim. And that's the Vidui of Rava, who would say that every all year long, you have to daven in Kula Shata. That's the Vidui of Rav Amnune Zuta on Yom HaKippurim. So that's the question. My personal opinion, and from the way I understand the Rambam, is that it was without that. And that they're chaylek, because Vidui Yom HaKippurim does not have the dinim of Vidui. No, Vidui Yom HaKippurim is a completely different dinim that's clear in the second paragraph of the Shur. So that the Vidui of Yom HaKippurim only consists of the awareness of sin. It does not consist of saying, I'm not going to do this again, I'm embarrassed, and so on and so forth. It doesn't require any of that. Even if one of the Chachamim will argue with Rebbe and say it requires tshuva, it does not require the tshuva of Vidui that tshuva generally requires. It just requires that a person should be in a state in which he's capable of being dragged out of his insanity. So it requires a recognition of madness. And otherwise, it can't be piled on you. If you think that everything's fine, then there's no way you can change. But if you recognize, look, God, I'm crazy. I understand I'm crazy. I don't seem to be able to do anything about it. So, look, Yirat Zom L'Fanecha. Otherwise, this is mad. To say Yirat Zom L'Fanecha Shelo Echte. God is coming now to judge you. This is now the final moment to judge. So you say, you know, God, maybe you take care of it. Somebody, are you crazy? God, big in mind. I'm waiting for you to tell me that you're not going to do this again. You're telling me it should be my will, that I shouldn't sin. I've been screaming, and it's my will for the past 10,000 years. Right? So obviously, I mean, such a tefillah is nuts, even if you're going to end it by saying, Chatati Avi. It wouldn't make any sense. It doesn't help to say such a ridiculous thing. Unless the Gidrei Vidui of Yom HaKippurim is completely different. And it's enough to recognize the fact that you're off the wall and that you absolutely do not see any sanity and any rationality in your behavior. You do not rationalize, which is so much part of what you say. Because we say, we're not Azir Padim Omar Tzadik Yamana. Isn't that stupid? Not Azir Padim. We're coming on Yom Kippur. So half a minute we'll say Tzadik Yamana. So you see that Ein Hachinami, there is. That the most important thing is for a person to stop rationalizing and believing that he's okay. Just saying, so I'm telling you, I'm not going to say Tzadik Yamanachu. That's the equivalent to this. That's Ikur Vidui Vyom HaKippurim, it's a completely different Vidui. However, I must tell you, the Sfas Emes believes that all of these Tfilas came together without any mockery, no reason to say it. But that's how he does it. I think it's more compilations of the Torah. I don't think anybody sat there put together other than this for the actual Brach. But it's a compilation of all these various issues. That's if you want to be shav. But if you don't want to be shav, if you're not prepared to be shav, then the ikar is what I'm going to say. The ikar vita of Yom HaKippurim is Se'avala Nako Katana. That's the ikar vita. It's those words. So all of these tefillahs are basically along those lines. Omar Mar Zutra. Lo Amran Ela Delo Amar Avala Nako Katana. Look, if you say Avala Nako Katana, you don't need any of this. Omar Avala Nako Katana Tulo Tzorek. Which is very problematic for the Vasem. It's just a question of the order. So if you already said this, there's no point in saying that. Certainly that's not the Mashmuras. The Omar Bar Hamdudi, Abakina Kamedi Shmuel. Look, I was Yom Kippur, I was there in Shmuel's base of Mendershav. He was sitting. The Shliach Tzibur got to the part where he said, Avalanaktu Chatanu, and come make him, and Shmuel got up, and that's what he said. So apparently, Shmamina Yikar Vidui. That must be that's the Yikar Vidui, because otherwise, why? The rest of the time he was sitting, so Vidui is supposed to stand. And he was sitting all the time. So apparently, he viewed that as being the Yikar Vidui, and that's what he said. Avala Nato Chatan was apparently with that Yotze, which is what the Rambam passes. The Rambam uses this lash. Yikar Vidui Yom HaKippurim is to say, Avala Nato Chatan. Quote this Gemara exactly in this one. Sanhat. Mishlosha prakim bashana kohanim nosim mekapehem arba'a pa'amim bayom. There's three times in a year in which the kohanim actually do birkat kohanim four times in the course of the day. What are the four times? Shachris, Musa, Mincha, and Nihilat Sha'arim. Now, what are these three times where they have four periods? Taniot, Ma'amadot, V'yom HaKippurim. So the three times are the Seder HaTaniot for Atzirat Kishamim, when there was a Tilas Megillah. Those were the real Tanim Tzibur, which we no longer have. Then we have the Ma'amadot. The Ma'amadot are the periods in which the days in the week in which the Yisrael is Amen on their Karbonis, so to speak, with a group of people in each city that sends representatives to the Beit HaMikdash, which they say over the parashas of Ma'aseh Bereishis and so on, and in which they too fast. Since they fast, there's no chashash of shichrut. Usually we only say Birkas Kohanim in the morning. But if why? Because the Kohen is not allowed to have avodah if he had anything to drink. When you start now, he's going to remember if he had a cup of wine, yeah, the normal drink was wine, it was a beverage. So normally we wouldn't do Birkat Kohanim, but if it's a Tanis, then we do Birkat Kohanim. Now that doesn't mean that on the Ma'amadot that there was a Ne'ilah. Right? The Gemara has the question. In dynasty, so where do you get a Ne'ilah? A Musa. Obviously, you can't create a Musa on a minor. So there was no Musa. So the Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean four times, three times. It means that there were three occasions in which you said Birkas Kohanim for every tefillah, which could be as much as four tefillah. Sometimes only three. There's no Musa. What is the meaning of Ne'ilat Sha'arim? What exactly is this Ne'ilah? So Rabba, I'm aware, it's a whole tefillah. Tefillah's Ne'ilah. Shmuel says, nah, there's no tefillah ne'ilah. You don't say a tefillat amidah. You just say ma'anu malchayenu, but you don't have the brachas, all of that. Ask the Gemara, how can you say that? Meitzvei. Or Yom HaKippur mitbalo sheva. For Ma'ariv, seven brachas. And you say vidu. Shachrit, mitbalo sheva mitvad. Musaf, mitbalo sheva mitvad. Mincha, mitbalo sheva mitvad. Ne'ilah, mitbalo sheva mitvad. Huh? What are you going to say there? Now this part, tanoihi, does not make sense. In fact, this whole piece until the next mitvadeh, the gra takes out, it doesn't appear in the old yourself. So the end, im chashecha mitpal sheva mitvadeh, is not mentioned over here. The imra tzalach tom bevidui choteng. If you want to close, some learn tefillat ni'ilah, others learn any of the tefillot of Yom HaKippurim with a vidui. Namely, so you say the bracha, bracha ta Hashem, so leach amo yisrael, it's part of the vidui. You can, instead of the normal nusa of the Mekadesh Yisrael, the Yom HaKippurim, and so on. You know, this learned only for Ne'ilah. But in any event, how could Shmuel say there's no such thing as Ne'ilah? What is that supposed to mean? Everybody agrees there's such a thing as Ne'ilah. The question was, what bracha you use at most, right? So you see, so your chotem bevidoi, or your chotem, if you want to bevidoi, but everybody's by that, that certainly there's a Ne'ilah that's a tefillah, to you if to Shmuel, to you if indeed Shmuel, forget it, so Shmuel's wrong. There certainly is another tefillah called Ne'ilah. Ula barab nochi kamedu rava. Here we see that in Halakha L'maisa, Rav was the Shliach Tzibur, and he said the bracha, starting with Atavach Hartanu, and continued in the central bracha with the Vidoi, Ma'anu Machayenu, and so on and so forth, as the Shliach Tzibur. And Enochinami, that apparently was the correct way to do it, which is really what we had said earlier, that the Shliach Tzibur says the Vidoi in the middle of the bracha. This is because he was a Shliach Tzibur. The Yachid would say it when he completes the entire Tzibur. Since you're davening anyway at night, so you don't have to say Ma'ariv. Now, first of all, what exactly is Ne'ilah? So in the Yerushalmi, there's a machlokus whether Ne'ilah means Ne'ilat Sha'arei Shamayim. Ne'ilat Sha'arei Shamayim is only after nightfall. Or whether it means Ne'ilat Sha'arei Ha'azara, which is during the day still, after Hadlaka. Not like has to be done during the day. That's nice. It's not really close to the shore. So now some learn that this is dependent and that Machlok is according to the word. Because if you hold it means Ne'ilat Sha'arim, that would mean that you would need to finish your Tfilas Ne'ilat during the day. If you hold Ne'ilat Sha'arim Azor, if you hold that it's Ne'ilat Sha'arim, so then fine. Ne'ilat Sha'arim Shabayim, in other words, then okay, you can go ahead and daven, let it go into the night, and then well, as the Yemei Chol is called, that's the end of your Ne'ilat. So according to Rav, apparently, some make it dependent in that Machlok. So it's according to Rav, in which you're saying your Ne'ilat, and you complete your Ne'ilah at nightfall, then you're davening in the night. Okay, so if that's the case, why should you daven Ma'ariv? There's a Machlokes with Zechiyah Ma'ariv. That was in a moment. So Rav Lataime, Yomet Salut Yitairai. This is Rav. Rav was said before, not like Shmuel. Ne'ilah is a full tefillah. So given it's solid, like Tulot Zarecho, what do you got to daven again for? You, there's no point in it. You're already daven it. Tefillah. Sorry, at night. Wait a second. I thought Rav was you never have to daven Ma'ariv. So what's it saying now? Since you daven the ila, therefore you don't have to matar. Rav was a sheet who holds. Rav paskes halachic divrei omer tefillat arvit reshut. Now, actually, there's no chiyuv of davening meir. Tosis points out, obviously, when you say tefillat arvit reshut, doesn't mean that you stand for no reason about the meir. But since over here, I mean, this is a real tier for the sigur, I mean, you're finished with time, you can't go and eat anything. Everybody's waiting. It's meir. You know, an occasion like this is the perfect occasion to skip meir, right? You know, Yom Kippur's behind you. I mean, so, okay, so you skip meir. Exactly. So you skip Meiriv. So what's Rav saying? Okay, it's okay because you already daven. I mean, it's okay. It's okay because anyway, I could get Meiriv on a night like tonight, right?
There are conservative shuls
that daven Meiriv before Tiyah because they're around me. Everybody looks short and they go home. So look how they're marking themselves to do Meiriv. So no, what Rav is saying is, according to the Shitas, so you could be Yotzi with your Ne'ila. That's what he's saying. Ask the Gemara. You know what? We'll ask the Gemara tomorrow. I think we're going late. So a brief review. Shnei parasim tovim amdu lem liyisrael Moshe v'David. Moshe amar yikatev surchani shenemar yano he'emante bilag dishen. David amar ayikatev surchani shenemar hashrei nesuik peshek suik hata'a mashal de Moshe v'David lema ha'davar domeh v'shtei nashim shelaku bebeit din achat kilkala v'achat achla pagei shvit. Amra lem ota shachla pagei shvit. Do me a favor, please. Odio ma iloka shulo yomro amach zoloka zoloka hevio pagei shvit v'talu b'tzavara v'ayu ma'chrizin afaneh v'omrim al izkei shviit iloka v'farsedim et hachanafim mipnei chilul Hashem shem b'vshuv tzadik min tzidko v'asah avel v'natati mikshol lefanam. תשובת המוחלטין מעכבת הפורענות, ואף על פי שנחתם עליו גזר דין של פורענות, nonetheless it's like a tris. שלוות רשעים סופת תקלה, and רשות מקברת את בעליה, הרום נכנס לה, הרום יצא ממנה, ולוואי שתי יציאה קביעה. רב כי אבי נפק למיד הדין, אמר רב כי בצוב ונאף של כתול הנפק, וצבו בית אלה תועבד, ריקן לבית העזר, לוואי שתי ביה כי יציאה. רוב הקיים ונפק דין אמר רב כי בצוב ונאף של כתול הנפק, צוב ובית אלה תועבד, ריקן לבית העזר. לוואי שתי בית ביה כי יציאה, כי אבי חזי אמרו הבת שלי אמר, אם יעלה לשמיים סיוע וראשו לאב יגיע, כי גוללו לנצח יובד, רוב יאמר היום. רוב זוטריק אבי חתפי לי בשבת דריגלה אבי אמר, כי לא לעולם חוסן, ממנעזר לדור ודור. שאית פני רשע לא טוב, לא טוב להם לרשעים, שנושאים להם פנים בעולם הזה, לא טוב לו לאחר, שנושאו לו פנים בעולם הזה, שנעיין כי נכנע אחר. לא אבי הרבי אמר, לעתות הרשע הזה, לא טוב, טוב רדר, לעתות צדיק במשפט, טוב להם לצדיק, שנושאים להם פנים בעולם הזה, טוב לו למשה שלו, נעשו לו פנים בעולם הזה, שנמה, יען לא האמנתם בי להכי שני, אילו האמנתם בי, עדיין לא הגיע הזמנם להיפטר מן העולם. אשרי הם צדיקים לדיין, שאין זוכים לנו שמזכים לבניהם לבניהם עד סוף כל הדורות, שכמה בנים היו לו, לארון שהוא יהיה מסרב כנדב ואביהו, שהם בניו הנותרים, אלא שעמד להם זכות אביהם. אוי להם לרשעים, לא דיין שמחייבים לעצמם, אלא שמחייבים לבניהם לבניהם עד סוף כל הדורות, הרבה בנים היו לו לכנען, שהוא יהיה מסמך כתב יד ושורם גם ליום, אלא שחובת אביהם גרמה להם. כל המזכה את הרבים אין חית באו ידו, וכל המחתי את הרבים כמעט אין מספיק בידו לעשות תשובה. כל המזכה את הרבים אין חית באו ידו, מה הייתה בכדי שלא יהיו בגיהנום ותעמידה בגן אלה? שאין כי לא תעזוב נפשי לשאול, לא תיתן חסי לך לראות שחת. וכל המחתי את הרבים אין מספיק בידו לעשות תשובה, שלא יהיו בגן אלה ותעמידה בגיהנום, שאין על אדם השוק בדם נפש, עד בור ינוס, אל יתרחו בו. אומר הכתב ישוב, הכתב ישוב, לא מלמם הכתב ישוב, הכתב ישוב, טווייס. כרבון אמרב, גם רבון אמרב, כיוון שעבר אדם אבירה ושנה בו, הוא תראה לו, וואו, אלא נעשית לו כהתר. איך תביא יום הכיפור מכפר, יום הכיפור מכפר, אומרים למעשיס אותו כרבי, דתן רבי יום על כל עבירות שבתורה, בנעשה תשובה, לא עשה תשובה, יום הכיפור מכפר. אפילו תאמר רבי, אגב שני, אביר שבין אדם למלכם רמלה, רבי יסו ברחב, רבי אבו, על אביר שבין אדם לחבר, אין יום הכיפור מכפר, doesn't it say בפר שמיכתה איש לי שפילו אלוהים? No, man, I don't know, Diana. How could it be Diana? You're going to say, Vim la Hashem yechta ish mit palelo. No, I don't know. Im yechta ish lish pilolo. So then Elohim yimcholo. Vim la Hashem yechta ish mit palel baado. Tshuva maizim tevi. Om Reb Yitzchak kol ha-makdit et chaviro, afil bedvarim tzarich lufaiso. Shnem Rebini, hine raftu lo reyecha, takatu lezak apecha, no kashke bin epicha. Oh, I'll say Zotek for Benivinatel. Gibota Bekafreacha, Lechitrat Pace for Avreacha. Im Mamon Yeshbia de Hatelo Pisatiad. Im Lav, Irba Lavreim. On the Christa Circle, Fais of Shalor Shiroch, Shosheb de Adam. Chinemar, Yishor Alanashim. Omer Hatati, Yashar Eveti, Velo Shavali. Omri Vizbri Bechinina, Kalamavakish Bato, Mechavero, Ayavakish Ben Yotem Shalosh Pamim. Shemar Ana, Sana, Yatosana. ואימד מביאס רבני אדם מעמידן על קברו ואומר חטאתי לשם אלוהי ישראל ולפלוני שחבלתי בו. רבי יום מהבלי מילת לרבה בבדי עוזר הייתי ודש לרבה בבד ובהדי ושעדי עמתי מהי עמת את הרזיף את המאי הרשא מן עומר אוי עשאוני כהשפה קורו ענף שמאשפות יורים אביון שם רבה בבדת רבה ואומר יעש שצריך לבפק עדה איתך תכתיב לכי תרפס רב ליחד Rubzera devil and milt about Inish have a colour of tonic coming. Mansilate, yet the native Nathan Lemidite. In fact, Rabbi with a milt about the Otaf, the Lord of the Kabimal human Kippuri, Omar, you know what, he's lining up for you, silly. Pogabe Ravuna, Omar Lecha, Kazimar, Omar Lecha for you, silly plan, Omar Azilabal Mikton Navsha, Azil the Kamaluya, the Yasa the Kapali Ratio, or the Katova Ratio, probably correct Yursa, Darling of a Kazim, How about get out of here? Let me milta badar. So Bahari the Tova Resha Ishtami Gamma Mark the Kuiva Kati. Rather because it should become the ready. I'll last repia on Oratia. I'll bar Kapara on Oratia. Other Shimabarebi on Oratia. Other of the Khanina Rabbi Khama I coolly high nada Venezia Lord. It would have Khanino. So also Rabba Gavet Leitzer Mala Yudik Release by his Eti Yavid Yochan and Vesbid Ghanina Kol Mavakish Matu Mechavero Ha Yavakish Meru Yotem Mishrosh Pa'amid Rab Shaini Rab Ghanina Eich Avid Yochan Vama Rabba By the way, that's dependent on how we understand this before the Rab Shaini So according to Rashi, Rab was being marked on himself the same way he was marked on himself for the butcher But the Tosfos Rishonim understands No, Rab was not being marked on Rab held that he had done something not nice to the butcher too because he also got heated in the discussion But nonetheless, the butcher said, okay, but he said, okay, I'll go to ask Mechila. That way the butcher will ask Mechila. It's not that he was being mocked when himself was a chayef to go. Otherwise, he would have bothered himself with the fact that the guy owed him the Mechila. Rabbi Chanina, Echi Yavid Yochi, Amar Rabbi Kalam Avra, Amidotav, Mavim Lo Akop Sha'av, Rabbi Chanina, Chalma Chazir, Lerav, Dizek, Vuba Dikla. We can mirror the Kodizek, Vuba Dikla, Rei Sha'avi. Omar, oh, Shmamin Abadu Mevet Rushursa, but I pass the Ech Melisa with Igmar Raita Baba. Turn around, but a mitzvah svidu yerbi yama kipurim im chasheka, but Omar Chachomim, nonetheless, yitvadeh kodim shokal v'yishteh, shema titaref data, or shema yechanek b'suuda. Yaf apish yitvadeh kodim shachal v'shata, mitvadeh lachar shachal v'shata. Shema yirad var kalkala b'suuda. ואף על פי שהתוודה ערבית, יתוודה שחרית, שחרית יתוודה במוסף, מוסף יתוודה במנחה, מנחה יתוודה במעילה, היכן אמרו, יוכי לאחר התפילה של יחציב עולמו באמצע. מה היא אומר? אומר רב, אתה יודע רזי עולם, שמואל אומר ממעמקי הלב, לוי אומר בתורתך כתוב למור, כי ביום הזה יכפר לך. רבי יוחנן אמר, ריבון העולמים, לא הצדקתנו אנחנו מפילים. רבי יהודה אומר, כי אבנותינו רבו מלמנות וחטאתנו עצמם מספר. רבי אמנונו אומר, אלוהי עד שלא נצאתי, אני כדאי לחשב שנצאתי, לא נצאתי. אף אני בחיי כבחומר במיטתי, הרי אני לפניך ככלי מלא בושה וכלימה, כי רצון לפניך שלא יחטא מה שחטאתי מרוב ברחמך, אבל לא על ידי ייסורים, ואין הם ידעו את רב וקודש הייתה, ונזאת ביום לכיפורי. עומר מרזות שלו, עמל עד לא, עומר אבל אנחנו חטאנו, אבל עומר אבל אנחנו חטאנו, צור לא צריך, ועומר בעמדני, אבל כזה וקאין לה כמי לשמור, ואביאתי, כמעט השליך לציבור, ועומר, אבל אנחנו חטאנו, כמה כמר, שמעמיה היא קבילה. תענו אותם, בשלושה פרקים בשנה כהנים נושאים את כפיהם ארבע פעמים ביום בשייך וזבו מוסף במנחה בדין השערים. ואלו הם שלושה פרקים בתעניות במעמדות ביום הכיפורים. מענים לתשערים רב אמר צדות יתרה. שמול אמר מעון אמר חיינו. מעצוי אור יום הכיפור מטר שם ונדל בשייך ומספר שם ונדל במוסף מספר שם ונדל. מנחה מספר שם ונדל ונילה מספר שם ונדל. וחותם, חותם בבידוי ונר חומר מספר שבע, אם רוצה לחתום בבידוי חתם, תיופת לשמו, תיופת. אולו ברב נוחית, כמד רב, ופותח ואתה בחתון, ושים במוענו מחיינו ושבחי. ושבחי, רב רב לתיימן, יאמר, צלוסה, יסי רעי נעילה. אם זה צלוי, Ravuna Bereda Rav Nasi Amar Yochid Omracha Tvila Omarat Tvila Snil Patera Shishal Arvit Rava Tamit Sosi Yateri Given the Tzalelek Tula Tzor Mil Rav Avchi Omar Rav Alok Tivra Omar Tzor Savrish Vishus
Tivra Omar Chovak
Omar
Why is it?